Good afternoon, evening. Hello, D-Led. D-Ledness Maximus, that's what I like to call you. That's a special name.
Some of your people.
I'm dressed up for that.
Yeah, yes. Yes, he is, I know. I feel a little overdressed. You know, first thing I want to start off by saying, this is a shout-out, an apology shout-out to all of our southeastern Louisiana fans when I led in saying northeastern Louisiana yesterday for our guy Robert Alford. So I know he's all about southeastern. I just want to make that clear for you there, D-Led. Very eventful day. We knew it was going to be. We knew there would possibly be some movement. Our focus was going to be on defense, as you see it was in the entire draft. Obviously, we pulled off, six defensive players and two offensive players, and we traded away a few there. So we're really excited about what we pulled off in this draft. We feel like we've accomplished a lot of our needs. We got down and dirty and got after some people, and we think we've acquired a number of people through the draft that are going to help us and make this football team. So, all in all, it was a big success for us at this point. So let's we can throw it out. Any questions?
Let's talk about the defensive ends, Malachi and Stansley. I believe that's correct. You know, what did you see in those two gentlemen, and how do you project them into the operation?
Well, another guy in Malachi that we were surprised that was actually where he was at this point in the draft, where we got him. He was he's a longer athletic guy, very long arms, some of the longest arms we have on the team. I think it's 36 3/8, big, almost. He's got 11 inch hands, everything, you know, the makeup. He's 275 plus pounds. He could be a 290 pound left defensive end, 5 technique if we needed him to be. Has the versatility to play both a 5 technique, or you can move him outside a little bit more. He can rush up the field on the outside. Also has the ability to hold the point. So we like his versatility. We looked at him, again, as mostly a left defensive end. On the right side, as a right defensive end and a designated pass rusher, that's where we envision Stansley Mapanga situating. Be a great situation for him to come in there and you know, work behind a guy like OCU Mignora and Jonathan Massaquai. So there will be a lot of competition there throughout that front in our mind. And we like Mapanga's ability to get up the field. Very, very strong guy. He's a 30-pound or a 30-rep bench guy. Nice speed, nice ability to turn the corner. He's your prototypical pass-rushing specialist type. He's healing up a little bit from an injury, and, you know, we're confident that he's going to be ready to go full speed as the season begins.
Could you tell us what they mean when they say Goodman has violent hands?
Violent hands, big, violent, aggressive hands. He can stick them into the breastplate and manipulate the offensive line or the blocker. He has the ability to shed. He's a manipulative kind of defensive player with those strong hands. Continue to learn with our defensive line coaches here with Sugar Bear as well as Mike Nolan. I think he'll continue to get more and more aggressive off the left side.
And Levine, can you talk about him? He have family members also in the league and so forth. Three uncles who played long careers, kind of continuing with the family thing.
So Levine for us was a guy that we had targeted him as well. We thought he was going to be there probably around the fourth or early fifth round. And as we started moving through the fourth round, we decided that we would possibly be able to get Stansley Mapanga in the fifth round. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to snap up to Loilo in the fourth. We wanted to make sure in that compensatory pick that we were able to walk away with a tight end that's got massive height. I mean, he's a 6'8 plus guy, long arms, another really long arm guy with 34 plus inch arms. He's a very nice blocking tight end, so he's a Y tight end with the ability to continue to improve as a pass catcher. We think he can develop into a nice, well-rounded tight end. Very smart guy, very tough guy. You not know that with his demeanor because he's a good, solid guy, but he's tough, and he believes that he can take on anyone, so we like that side of him. And we like how he's going to develop here with this group. To be able to, you know, work behind Tony Gonzalez is going to be something that's going to be very beneficial for him.
Do you know any of his uncles or the family part of his situation?
I know of it. I know the background. I can't rhyme off the names. I will say, like the other guys we talked about yesterday, it's something that you can just tell with talking to Levine how, you know, confident he is in his own way, having been around it and having and understanding the idea of family members in this league and his drive to be the best he can be. Incredibly smart person out of Stanford, and he's going to fit in well with this football team.
Soft, peaceful hands here.
That's good. That is good. Soft as opposed to aggressive Malachi Goodman hands.
Exactly.
Yes.
You and Smitty made the decision on both the offensive and defensive lines for the upcoming season to be dependent on a lot of guys who've been drafted over the last year or two. Could you just kind of talk about your thought process there and your feeling about, yep, you know, the guys when they're ready to take the jump?
We have a lot of veterans on this football team. We were one of the oldest teams last year, as I mentioned. We knew that we had to make an effort to add some youth to this team and develop the youth, not just allow that, you know, not just bring in the youth and let them sit on the, you know, on the back bench. Offensive line wise, yes, we've developed over the last 2 years, but we've also had guys in here like Mike Johnson and Joe Holly, who have been around here for 4+ years. It's time. Smitty and I were just talking about that up in the draft room. It is time for offensive line to continue to take that step forward. We need to continue to develop them, and we need to have the confidence in them to line up and block for two, block for our running backs, and, you know, create the formidable wall that we envisioned when we brought these guys in. So in our mind, our focus wasn't to be on the offensive line this year in the draft. It was about continuing to build this defense.
Whenever you put guys in new roles and kind of stepping up, whether it's more playing time or starting, is there always a little bit of uncertainty in terms of how they'll react or whether they're ready or not?
Yes, of course there is. One of our thoughts was, however, that we are more apt to be comfortable, the player themselves and us as an organization, Smitty as a staff, when you have a lot of the pieces in place that we do, instead of waiting 1 or 2 more years when some of those guys might be gone. So our feeling was, let's get those guys in, let's get the youthful talent in there while we can, while we have the forces that have been around for quite a while.
Could you talk about the safeties there, Kamal and Zeke?
Kamal and Zeke were two guys that we had, in the middle of the draft, another couple who we feel are very, very aggressive guys. First of all, Kamal, he's probably one of the most sure tacklers that we evaluated this year in that safety group. Caught our eye about how consistent he was, though not a very, he's 5'11". It's not like he's a 6'3" guy. He'll come in and stick his nose in the right way, in the proper way, and wrap up again very, very consistently. And that's something that we thought we were coveting here. He's a very rangy guy, though he doesn't have a ton of production on the ball. We're confident that he's going to come in here and make a big push to roster on this football team. That's Kamal. Zeke Mata, as you know, and if you followed, the Mayock train, I mean, he was very high on him. He didn't run real well, which, interestingly enough, had a lot to do with more his style of running the 40, as has been mentioned. He's a good football player. He has range. He has toughness and size. You know, he's a 215 to 217-pound safety who's got a confidence and a swagger about him as well, not only coming from, the Golden Dome, but also coming here with, having worked around, his safety mate last year, Harrison Smith, correct? Jeez. Harrison Smith, yes. They worked together a lot, and he learned a lot. So I'm confident that he can come here and really compete with this group of safeties. This secondary this year, our secondary coach is obviously very excited about this new group that's coming in, and it's going to be a whale of a competitive situation there in that defensive backfield.
Mono,
I know, had a better time at his pro day, but was that, you mentioned his running style, was that of any concern to you, the time that he did post it?
No, often, we watch how these players run their 40. Interestingly enough, Zeke Mata, when he goes out and he runs his three-cone drill, is something that I feel very strongly about over the years. You watch the people that can run and maneuver around the three cones. he had in the 6.7s, which is a very, very good time for a safety. It's a time that's paralleled really good defensive corners. So we like that idea of him, his agility and his ability and his body control. What happens when he puts his hand down on the ground to run his 40, he tends to tense up. Some people just aren't good 40 time type of people, and that's just not his strong point. He plays a lot faster. We project him to be a 4.6 type of guy as far as his play speed, and we're not concerned about that.
What's the prognosis as far as Renfrey recovering from his surgery?
He's moving along very well. He said he's 2 weeks out. We're projecting. That's what he said. We'll see what happens when he comes here. We'll make sure we're mindful of it. We're hoping that he'll be ready. He'll be ready for camp for sure. I don't know how far into the spring, we'll be before he actually starts tossing the ball. He'll be handing the ball off, no question, but as far as spinning the ball, that'll be yet to be seen. Exactly.
Were there any positions that were unavailable when your picks came up? That's a Twitter question.
Any positions that were unavailable? I think probably the one position that we were focused on thinking that we might be able to walk away with was the Will linebacker spot or a linebacker spot, not necessarily just a Will. And, as we started looking at other positions and the values and what we thought was the talent there, we thought it would override what we were looking at in the linebacker area.
With Winfrey, your backup quarterback is just him and Dom now. I'm sure you probably get some mm-hmm. undrafted guys there. Is that unsettling, not having that veteran for Matt?
No, D-Led, not unsettling at all. Where Matt is with his development, this is a time in our mind where we can bring a guy like Dom Davis up, continue to develop him. Dom's done a really nice job with Matt. They work together very well. And though we've had some very good and smart football players come through here in the quarterback situation with Matt, again, as a team, we're ready to bring another younger guy along and really try to develop him into a number two. He'll obviously be competing with our other quarterbacks to be the number two, but he'll have some time here and some experience in this system that will work in his favor, I'm sure. So we're looking out obviously in the free agent market and trying to figure out who's going to be the next group of quarterbacks coming in.
The right guard center spot is kind of hard to stack with who's all there. Is it the all-comers deal? Well, you mentioned Holly and Garrett and, the Phillip Keefs around Peter. How should we look at that going into the rest of the
offense? Well, I mean, that right guard spot is going to be a really, really competitive battle. We have a lot of guys there who are competitive, tough, hard-nosed guys, no-nonsense kind of guys, like Garrett Reynolds at the front of the battle. And, with our acquisitions last year, we're quite encouraged by some of this young group of interior guys. Joe Holly came back. He's looking really good. He's looking really strong right now. He's working the new system as far as, continuing to get bigger and stronger. He knows the importance of that. As we all know, he's a center, but he has a versatility to play guard as well. So that right guard spot, again, that's another one to really keep your eye on.
We put slot Ismail and Mata goes strong and Ismail.
That's correct. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Just a quick deal on the UDFs. I guess you all be up working the phones here to get that crew lined up.
That's what you call them, UDFs? That's new. Undrafted. I only call them CFAs, but that's pretty cool. You're adding letters. You make it seem so much more academic than CFAs.
Yeah, well, it's tough for me.
That's tough for me.
What
about them? Are we in the process now?
The process that happens at the end of every draft. It's, get that group together.
If you had the opportunity to go up there and see how our personnel staff, how they do it, I mean, it's fast and furious. There's a lot going on there. you know, kudos to Lionel Vitale and how he's handling things up there. When I left, I came down. My feet were up on the draft table just watching how everything was going on there. He's doing a great job up there, as well as the rest of our scouting staff. Interestingly enough, we're hoping, you know, within the next hour that we'll have everything secured. We have we work really hard on that. It's not – you can talk to players. You obviously can't negotiate contracts. That's what you can't do. But there's always that sort of discussion going on and toward the end of the draft. And, again, you get guys like, you know, Bob Cronenberg, the ex-coaches, ex-O-line coaches. He's in there recruiting those guys, and that's a big part of it. So we'll have some big guys. I guarantee this. When you walk through that practice field gate and you go onto the field and look at these guys this year, there'll be a few massive guys coming through onto the field, you know, some tall, long guys, so it'll be fun to watch this group.